Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Hunter Biden has been indicted on 9 federal tax charges in California. He's accused of engaging in a 4-year scheme to not pay at least $1.4 million in federal taxes. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
There is so much daylight between this indictment and the plea deal that fell apart in July. I was in that Delaware court. That was a deal for 2 misdemeanor tax charges of a failure to pay, failure to file, and then this diversion program for the felony gun possession. And when that deal fell apart, I don't think anyone quite realized what the ramifications would be.
Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty in October to gun charges in federal court in Delaware. The suspect in yesterday's shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, had a list of targets. But police also say that none of the 3 people killed were on the unemployed professor's target list. A 4th faculty member was also wounded before police fatally shot the gunman. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
They were getting ready for final exams, and that's usually the last thing that they do. As a matter of fact, one student was telling me that she was in class yesterday, and it was her final class of the semester. They just brought cookies to the class, and they were final study stuff, get ready for the finals next week. Now that has been put on hold by the university, and university officials are going to meet to kind of figure out what they can do and what's the proper speed to move forward on this.
The Biden administration is continuing efforts to reach a deal on another pause in the fighting in Gaza to secure the release of Hamas-held hostages. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Now, obviously, we know that Hamas is holding some additional women and children. So let's get them out. And then we can talk about the other groups. We understand they classify people. Let's get the remaining women and children out and get them out from under the jackboot of Hamas and potential sexual violence.
The Federal Trade Commission says be careful of scanning QR codes because hackers may use them to steal your identity. CBS News tech contributor Ian Scher.
Always make sure you know who you're doing business with. And that doesn't just mean when you buy stuff. It means when you're handing over information. It means when you're clicking a link. Because unfortunately, as easy as technology has made a lot of our lives, it's also created these environments for scammers, grifters, and con artists to thrive.
It was the bombing that propelled the U.S. into World War II.
The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked.
Few who survived Pearl Harbor are around today, but survivor Ira Shab has returned to the Hawaii Naval Base 82 years later. Shab was one of just 5 survivors at a remembrance ceremony for the more than 2,300 servicemen killed in 1941. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Both the Ice Age and North Country National Scenic Trails in Wisconsin are being designated parks under the National Park System. The Ice Age Trail is around 1,200 miles long, running from Polk County to Door County. The North Country National Scenic Trail is around 4,800 miles and crosses through 8 states. Senator Tammy Baldwin has been calling for the designation for nearly a decade, and Thursday's announcement drew bipartisan support. Republican banking mogul Eric Hovde will challenge U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. That's what National Republican Senatorial Committee Chair Steve Daines tells the Journal Sentinel. Hovde himself declined a chance to comment Wednesday night. Hovde is widely considered the most viable of the Republicans in the race. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers getting ready for Monday night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers return to practice after an extra day of rest. They're going to face the Giants on Monday Night Football. We hope to hear more on how wide receiver Christian Watson is doing after leaving the Chiefs game Sunday night with a hamstring injury. The Bucks are in Vegas for the semifinals of the NBA's in-season tournament. Milwaukee against the high-scoring Pacers. College hoops, the Badgers on the road Saturday to take on the new number 1, Arizona. Wisconsin coming off wins against Marquette and Michigan State. Are their bench players improving? Greg Gard.
I think that's something this team is developing as we go through the early part of this season. The depth has something to do with that, that I can run lines in, and they're able to keep our, you know, our upperclassmen a little fresher. Younger guys, whether it's been, you know, Gilmore and Winter come in as the first line there, but we're able to continue to attack because we're fresh.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 37. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, highs around 55. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow night, 41, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, couldn't cut deep.
Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI, in Minneapolis.
What a coincidence. Hey, before we get with our friend Robert Lilligren, we have a special of Wisconsin. Let's take a quick listen.
Hey there, Native Roots Radio. Governor Tony Evers here with my weekly update. I'm excited to help kick off Shop Small Wisconsin, a season of celebrating all the small businesses at the hearts of all our communities across the state. Over the past couple of weeks, I've had the chance to do some shopping and meet some of our talented small business owners and entrepreneurs in Antigo, Oconto, Baraboo, and Delavan. From retail and art to restaurants and coffee shops, small businesses support Wisconsin families, create community spaces, and bring unique products and services to every corner of our state. Small businesses are more likely to hire locally, buy supplies locally, and give back to our communities. And they employ nearly half of Wisconsin workers, and about two-thirds of every dollar spent at a small business stays in the community. So investing in our small businesses is also an investment in our neighbors and communities and in local jobs and economies. That's why we've been proud to help over 9,400 businesses open new or expanded storefronts through our Main Street Bounce Back Grant program. You can help us keep up this good work by shopping at your local businesses and main streets this holiday season. Now is the perfect time to visit your favorite small businesses and maybe check out a couple of new ones too. This holiday season, let's shop small, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening. Back to you, Robert, and Native Roots Radio.
Hey, thank you, Governor Evers. Hey, we're here now with Robert Lilligren, CEO of Native American Community Development Institute here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis and Minnesota. And you know all about investing in small businesses. Welcome, Robert.
Yeah, Bougie, thanks. Nice to see you, Haley. Nice to see you, Robert. I don't know that I know all about it. I am a small business person like you. As well, so I have that experience. But also here at NACDI, we support entrepreneurs and small businesses through a number of our programs and projects as well. And then in the policy realm, you know, when I served on the Minneapolis City Council, I currently serve on the Metropolitan Council, and we focus a lot on small business support, or as more and more I'm thinking about as wealth building, right? Wealth building for our people. And like Governor Evers said, circulating those dollars within the the community. And I just had the incredible honor of participating in an Indian Collective. It's an important nonprofit, fairly new nonprofit here. And I was on the regional, or am on the regional advisory committee for what's called the Collective Abundance Fund, which is an effort to really seed wealth, generational wealth, into the Native community.
Yeah, Indian Collective is really doing a lot of good work since their big grant, and I think we're going to apply for a grant there too. But hey, what do you got going there tonight? It's beautiful. I got FOMO. Both Haley and I have FOMO. We wanted to be there.
Yeah, well, and I'm sorry that you can't be here, and I'm sorry I can only be on for one segment today, but at our gallery here at NACDI, All My Relations Arts Gallery on Franklin Avenue, the American Indian Cultural Corridor in Minneapolis, we have an incredible forum on water rights, local justice, advocacy, art, and Native perspective, and it's programming within a collaborative show that we have going on right now called Abijijiwan Ukayat Yanala. And there's two artists that have explored themes of along the Mississippi. And so tonight we have a panel discussion that's just stellar. We have Shelley Buck from Awamniyam Neokadeyapi, formerly Friends of the Falls in downtown Minneapolis. She's also an elected official of the Prairie Island community, Dakota community. We have Maggie Lawrence, who's the executive director of the Walk on Teepee Center in St. Paul, who's just done amazing things along the river in St. Paul. We have Gabby Manolan, who is the Walk on Teepee restoration manager, and she's a young sister that I've heard speak before. She's passionate about restoring native plants. Mm-hmm. And she's working along the river in St. Paul. And then the whole thing is going to be moderated by Tara Widner, who's an active water protector and also a cohort member of NACDI and All My Relations authors cohort. Yeah. Right now. So it's going to be stellar.
Absolutely. You know, we've had Shelley and Maggie on and Walk on Teepee people over the years, and it's just going to be a great event. And again, we have a little FOMO here at the studio, and I know they're going to do a great job, and it's also just All My Relations Gallery is just a great place, period. You know, I just
it is. I'd invite folks to stop down. It's on the corner of 15th and Franklin, right in the same building as Powell Grounds Coffee Shop, a great community center. And what I'm really interested in about this conversation is that these are people who are doing the work and working to protect the water. And in a lot of ways, they're working in the sort of the policy realm or even sort of the systems realm. And I just think it's a good example of acknowledging how in Indigenous communities, everyone has a role. These roles are always changing, and that we can really work to support each other. You know, we have the protectors who are out, you know, putting their bodies on the line and in danger to protect the water. Then we have people like these women that are going to be speaking tonight who are working more within the system to protect the water. It's really beautiful.
That is beautiful. And, you know, Robert, I don't know if you know this 100%, but we started the show because of NODAPL. And it'll be 7 years that we've been on. And, of course, we've had Line 3 after that. And a lot of water protecting and getting the word out there. Like, it sounds like you're doing at NACDI, you know?
Yeah, we're trying to engage folks. And we'll see. I suspect this will be pretty well attended. We may have to bring up more chairs for the gallery. It's all set up and ready to go. I can hear them. They're above me moving around right now. But I think there'll be a lot of folks there. And I think part of it is sort of the star power of our panelists.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of good people. And like you said earlier, you said they're doers. And they're doers, and they've been doing, and they are doing. And that's major credibility from where I stand.
Hear, hear. And anything that we can do to lift up their work and to support their work, we will. And this, the idea for the forum tonight actually came from the two artists who are the collaboration for the show in the gallery right now. And one is Karen Goulet. She's an Ojibwe woman from White Earth. One is Monique Berdin, a Homa woman. And they, you know, we always do programming around our shows. That's, you know, that's part of our mission. And sometimes it's often an artist workshop or an artist talk. But these two artists wanted to have a forum about water protector activism. And so this is at their request.
Absolutely. That's great. And, you know, art and politics are, there's a fine line there, and we love it, whether it's music, painting, sculptures, and all those things. There's a fine line for that. Can you give the address again and what time to do it?
So the address is 1414 East Franklin. It's right on the corner of East or 15th and Franklin. Starts at 5:30, goes till 7. There's some refreshments from 5:30 to 6. The program starts at 6. And and stop on down if you're in the area. It's going to be really good.
Well, I know you're busy, and I really appreciate you, Robert, coming in and stopping in and talking about this, because it's very important. And, you know, it speaks to our listeners. Our listeners are very big water protectors and artists, too, and the whole thing, it fits right in there. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Miigwech. Giga-wa-ma-min.
Right on. Hey, that was Robert Lilligren, Native American Community Development Institute. We'll be right back after this short break. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
As we gear up for the holidays, let's keep our friends, relatives, and elders protected from COVID-19. Even though the emergency declaration is over, COVID-19 is still a concern, especially for those with compromised immune systems. So when you get together this holiday season, opt for outdoor gatherings if weather permits or well-ventilated indoor spaces. And here's a tough one. If you're feeling unwell before your gathering, stay home. It may not be much fun, but it goes a long way towards keeping our cherished elders healthy. After your event, keep an eye on your health. Test if you notice symptoms. If you're traveling in crowded places like airports, put on a mask for that extra layer of protection. Let's make this holiday season the healthiest ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community. For more tips, visit health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're excited to have Mary Faddish, president of the Wisconsin group Friends of the Black River Forest. And we got some updates going on here and for our listeners all over Turtle Island, but especially you guys out there in Wisconsin that are listening to us on civic media all across Wisconsin there on 18 stations. Welcome, Mary.
Thanks, Robert. It's nice to see you again.
Yeah, thanks a lot. So we got some exciting news, I do believe. Do you want to fill our audience in with this information?
Sure. We are ecstatic. We have been kind of monitoring the DNR in its work to approve a wetland permit for the Kohler Company for its proposed a championship golf course along the coast of Lake Michigan in the Sheboygan area next to one of our most popular parks, Kohler Andre State Park. And in 2019, an administrative law judge reversed the wetland permit that was given to the Kohler Company by the DNR. And in the testimony given, it was clear that after studying the wetlands and the Kohler lands, including some of the state park land the company wanted, that the land was so rare and the wetland functions so high that the permit should not have been given. And yet it was given. And after the judge then reversed the permit, the Kohler Company appealed to the circuit court. The circuit court upheld the reversal, and Kohler took it to the Court of Appeals. And we are ecstatic because the Court of Appeals, in responding to some of Kohler's objections, really affirmed that the DNR, Wisconsin DNR, was mandated by the choices the legislature made when creating the statutes around wetland permits and how to examine them. And so this court said that the state statutes require the DNR to study thoroughly and entirely the project, the impacts within a given area. And Kohler had argued that the administrative law judge overstepped his authority in sending, in reversing the permit. And so we're very, very excited. The permit for the Kohler Golf Course does not exist. And this, of course, saves our state park. Kohler wanted to use part of our state park for maintenance and entrance roads rather than use its own land to get into the park. And this is why I had reached out to you, I don't know how long ago. It has preserved now the lakeshore in the Sheboygan area for about 10 miles. There's history of indigenous presence for thousands of years. And just a few years ago, burial sites were found. So now this is not going to be bulldozed. So we are thrilled.
I got to get used to the applause here. And I think we met in Milwaukee when I was getting a picture with Obama with that. Does that sound familiar?
Well, yeah, I always refer to, I don't know if you remember, I ran out from our booth and it looked like I was accosting you because I wanted to tell you our story. It hasn't been easy to get the story out, you know, because we were fighting the PR of a very large company.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to give us this really awesome news. And this is one of the things that it seems like, at least for us here in Minnesota, the DNR is doing something correctly finally. And I do mean that in a negative way, is that our DNR is, when we're fighting pipelines here, they seem to be supporting these companies that multi-million foreign companies. So that's great news, and it's always good to have positive news. And I know you've been in this battle for a long time, so that's just awesome.
Yep, we've been fighting for 10 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. So I know there's other things going on now. What's next too? There's other things happening in Wisconsin that you're dealing with. Can you talk a little bit about that too?
Sure. Part of the Kohler project was to use part of Kohler Andre State Park, which is really prime land. And the DNR allowed, and our Natural Resources Board allowed the DNR to trade this prime land with the Kohler Company for land outside the park. and that is inaccessible to visitors and has no ecological value. So obviously, if you're going to build a road through prime land and level the dunal systems, to put in a 20,000 square foot maintenance building with a huge impermeable surfaces, that's going to have a huge impact on the experience of the state park. So we had a rally on November 16th at the Capitol and met with Governor Evers' staff to ask him to send this land exchange agreement back to the Natural Resources Board and have it nullified. It was based, we contend, on illegalities and ignoring accepted DNR policy. Now, we would assume that because this agreement was, this land was given for the Kohler Golf Course and the course cannot be built, that the land exchange agreement would be null and void.
Right.
We don't know if that's true because in a couple of Kohler's dealings, they don't put time limits on it. So as the agreement stands, it could go, you know, in perpetuity. So we're looking into continually, talking to Governor Evers further to make sure that this agreement is eliminated.
Wow. Yeah. So the battle continues, but I'm so happy that you're still fighting this and staying on top of it, because you don't want little things like that slipping through the cracks, because that ends up being a huge thing and something Kohler can use as a win and move forward. So here at Native Roots Radio, we really appreciate that, Mary, that you're still fighting. Go ahead, Haley.
Especially, you know, Robert, you and I being Minnesota residents and coming from Ho-Chunk Nation and being a descendant, and you an enrolled and elected official, you know, there's only so much we feel as we can do as Minnesota residents, you know, whether that's holding Wisconsin elected officials accountable. So, I mean, just a huge thank you, Mary, to you and all of the people at Friends of the Black River Forest and the Sierra Club for standing up for the ecosystem and our nature and our wildlife and our land and our burial sites.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
We appreciate that. Thanks so much.
Yeah, and we appreciate the updates too, and you know, and our people across Wisconsin are really interested in it, because like you said, there's a lot of times there's a media blackout for things like this that people don't think it's important, and it's very important, and it's important for who we are and who people in Wisconsin are. And I just want to applaud you, because I didn't really know about this until we did talk and you accosted me in Wisconsin. Ho-wa.
So how did the rally go? What did the rally look like at the Capitol on the 16th of November? Did you have a pretty good turnout?
We did. In fact, in our newsletter, which I think you're on our contact list, we have a video that we made that day. It was great. After all these years, standing in the Capitol and hearing the roar of Save Our Parks and Stop the Swap, it was really moving. And people were very, very engaged. And the Sierra Club Wisconsin chapter was really helpful in getting people out.
Wow, that's excellent. Mary, give us a little information on how we can support or find out more about Friends of the Black River Forest, and our listeners can click on your Facebook or website and get more information and maybe support you guys.
Sure. Our website is friendsblackriverforest.org. We're on Facebook, Friends of the Black River Forest. We're on Instagram. And when you go to our website, pretty much gives you information on how to get on our newsletter and donating. It's been 10 years of, well, it's actually been since 2018 in terms of the legal challenges. So that's a pretty big bill. And but if you go to our website, all the information's there, friendsblackriverforest.org.
Mary Fadash, thank you so much for all your work and coming in here and giving us this great news. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you again. Pini Gigi, thank you so much for your hard work.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right on. Hey, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and well, Bob Blake from Red Lake with the Solar Bear with the Solar News.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. The Justice Department files new criminal charges accusing Hunter Biden of engaging in a four-year scheme to not pay at least $1.4 million in self-assessed federal taxes and living a lavish lifestyle rather than paying his tax bills. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
There's no reference in this indictment to his father, President Joe Biden, although there are references to business associates 2, 3, and 4 without naming any of those individuals.
The new charges are in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware. CBS's legal contributor Thane Rosenbaum on the growing list.
The illegal gun possession and making false statements, essentially lying about his drug addiction. The West Coast case, also in federal court, involves 9 counts of tax evasion and fraud. And of course, he still has an appointment with the House Oversight Committee in their investigation into his business dealings with foreign entities.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin will spend $6 million to provide free driver's education classes to 15,000 teenagers. The goal is to cut down on reckless driving. It's the first time Wisconsin has spent money on driver's education since 2004. Students who get free or reduced meals at school would qualify. It's one of dozens of bills Governor Evers signed into law Wednesday. Wisconsin is getting $2.5 million to study new Amtrak service in Madison, Green Bay, and Eau Claire that would connect with Milwaukee, Chicago, and the Twin Cities. Wisconsin is also getting federal grants to support studying expanded service between Milwaukee and Chicago on the existing Hiawatha line, as well as adding a third daily round trip between Chicago, Milwaukee, and the Twin Cities through Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 37. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, highs around 55. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow night, 41. Cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, we've been talking a lot of ecology here and a lot of things, and we have our friend Bob Blake, Robert Blake with the Solar Bear, owner of Solar Bear, and also CEO of Native Sun, a nonprofit. And also I see he's on the Timberwolves bandwagon here with his hat on. We got Robert Blake here with the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Welcome, Robert.
Hey, Robert. This is Howling for Wolves. They are the number one team in the NBA right now.
I know. When are we going to a game, brah?
I think we need to go to a game. That's what I'm saying. I think right we need on. To get everybody together. I think we need to go hang out. We need to grab some dinner. We need to enjoy the game and have a good time. This
Absolutely.
Is incredible. The number one team in the NBA. I can't believe it.
You have the connections. I don't want ringside, but behind the ringside, I could hang with you for sure.
Yeah. You know, interesting about that, my old buddy, Aaron Liebens, who I used to work with when I used to work for Prince, right? You know,
right.
He was the guy there at the Target Center. You know what happened? He's no longer the guy there. He's over at the U.S. Bank Stadium now. So my connections are gone. From there.
Yeah, that's even better. You got the Vikings.
You got both connections now. He can make a phone call to his lieutenants that are still with the Timberwolves and get us hooked up. I love it. And then Haley wants to go to the Vikings game. I can't go into the stadium because of the bird killing, but Haley can go in there.
Yeah.
Hey, Robert, something really, really, really important is happening right now, and it is COP28. The Conference of the Parties, this is the 20th time that this is being convened since, I think, 1994, I believe it was. And this is when the United Nations and a lot of the, you know, around the world signed the first agreement to significantly reduce carbon emissions and to try and keep this under 1.5 degrees Celsius by 2050. Mm. This is currently happening right now. This is a big climate conference. 70,000 people are there from around the world. I honestly don't think we need 70,000 people to tell us that we need to phase out fossil fuels. I mean, I think about all those airplane emissions from around the world. Are we making it worse or are we making it better? I don't know. I think we know that we're supposed to, phase out fossil fuels. So, with that being said, everybody is in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, and one could make the argument that this is ground zero for like all of the, you know, they get like 120 degree weather over there consecutive days. You know what I mean? Like they can't even go outside, honestly, because it's unbearable. So, you know, that this is happening. And a lot of world leaders are there. Vice President Harris is, you know, I believe it's like over $3 billion the United States is dedicating to climate mitigation around the world, stuff like that. This is a very serious thing, everyone, that's happening. And it takes place every year. I guess my whole opinion about it is that we have to get serious because I hate to say this to everybody, but we are running literally out of time. And I don't think we're going to make 1.5 degrees Celsius before 2050. I think we have till 2030, actually, honestly.
Well, Robert, we talked earlier this week about Lake Superior going up almost 7 degrees in temperature in the last years. And it's a record warm water. And we talked also with you, my friend, about people moving here because of the climate's getting so hot in the other parts of the United States.
Yeah, and Robert, this is really serious stuff. I mean, like, I cannot stress enough, everyone, how serious that everything is going to be happening here. And it's going to be happening right in front of us, literally, you know, over the next, like, 10 years. So,
It's happening now, Robert. It's 50 degrees here in December.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go right there. I mean, I want to respect the scientists, and I want to respect what they say and everything, but mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a point in time where I think everybody's just going to have to sit there and say, okay, enough is enough. Like, quit, you know, BSing us. Like, we're in bad shape, and our leaders yeah. are going to have to get serious, you know, and explain that to everybody. Robert, you know, and have you noticed the success of the Inflation Reduction Act and around its climate policies and the money that it's been, you know, significantly, you know, put out there? I just want to put something out there, Robert. Mm-hmm. 263,883 jobs in the clean energy industry right now. This is making, for the Biden administration, and this policy is creating jobs in this country. This is how you fight climate change. You know, carbon emissions reduce 183 million metric tons annually. We still have to do better. But trust me, everyone, the Biden administration with this policy is taking a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, definitely. We need to. And that brings us back to voting blue, no matter who. This lunatic Trump has just been on fire here the last couple of weeks, talking about doing a lot of crazy stuff. And we know the second day of his presidency, he okayed the Dakota Access Pipeline that Obama stopped.
Right. And Robert, can I also say something too, that the top two states implementing renewable energy faster than every other state, Texas and Florida.
Wow.
Two Republican states. So I want everybody out there to understand that the bottom line with renewable energy is, and this is what China understands, Robert, and why they are such a leader in renewable energy. Cheap energy, you know, is good for business. It runs the world. And that's world leadership. If you can have cheap energy, that's why this country was so successful for the last, like, you know, 100 years, right? We had cheap energy, and we mm-hmm. were able to set policy on the world and in the world stage. And this is exactly what we need to do and focus on a country again, is to focus in on renewables and all the jobs and all the opportunities that it's going to create for our communities and as a world leader.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Haley. And, I think it's really important, too. We've talked about our sovereign nations jumping ahead of this. They're more flexible to be able to get on the grid or get their solar farms going or water farms. Time is now, and I know, you know, there's no time to waste. I mean, I'm seeing this before my eyes. Bob, I remember going skiing 3 or 4 years in a row, right after Thanksgiving dinner, you know, downhill skiing, not because they were making snow and it was 50 degrees, but because there was a lot of snow.
Right. Yes. I mean, and Robert, I mean, you know, you remember, you know, you know what we should be 20 feet of snow right now. You know what I mean? This is the hottest year on record in the last, you know, 1,000 years or something. This is the hottest year. You know, there is definitely something wrong here. Real quickly, Robert, U.S. solar set for record-breaking year as these incentives kick in. So they're predicting that this next year is going to be a record year for renewable energy. And there's just so many good things that are happening around, you know, lawmakers pushing for renewables, pushing to be able to get this money into tribal nations' hands, because I really do believe tribal nations need to be a leader in this area. But really exciting things happening.
Wow, that does sound exciting. What else you got cooking here? We got a couple more minutes here, and I know you're always bringing positive news. We got a little dark there for a minute, but that's the reality of it, right?
Well, that is the reality of it. You know, I just think this is I'm sorry. You know me, Robert. I'm a policy geek. My graduate degree is in policy. So everyone, Solar Bear's graduate degree is in policy. So I'm a policy geek, but solar tax, the U.S. Treasury is swamped by demand for the bonus tax credits for low income areas. That means every tribal nation in this country probably applied for this extra 20% in tax credits, Robert. Yeah. And I think that is so exciting to know that tribal nations across Turtle Island are putting in for these incentives so they can build their renewable energy projects. And this makes my heart warm so much because I love our people so much, Robert. And this makes me so happy. And this makes everything I've been saying for the last, like, 7-8 years so worth it when I read something like this. Now that this came out.
Little applause. Yes, yes. Right on, Robert. Yeah, and the work you do and getting the word out there and all the work you do, we just applaud you and are blessed to have you check in with us weekly.
Oh, Robert. And I got to tell you real quick, Solar Bear has been published. We're in a book called Solar Climate Justice Heroes in Action, Volume 2. It's published by McAllister College.
Oh, wow.
Solar Bear is in there as a climate justice hero, environmental justice hero. So I wanted to let everybody know, check out the book. Get your kids to read it. Read the stories, really great stories in there, but I believe you can get it through McAllister. So
right on. Well, I can't wait for my autographed copy. Thanks, Bob. Great to see you, and go Timberwolves and go Solar Bear with the Solar News. Ho-wa.
We'll be signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Ho! My howl's a little... Ooh, thanks, Angie. We have my howl's a little weak here with my cold after COVID here. So, but my voice is sounding pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wow. Glad you're doing okay.
Hanging in there. Hey, we're here with Angie Vig, owner of Vig Guitar Shop in St. Paul, and talking about her holiday drive and donations for Enda Young and. Your mission is we inspire to continue our mission to provide a healing place within the community for American Indian youth and families to thrive safely with wholeness. So, Angie, thank you so much for coming on. Become a regular. We got to get you a Native Roots Radio t-shirt now.
Yeah, every year, I can't remember how long we've been doing this now, but I choose to do one for Anda Young. Every year it's something different, like winter wear, mittens, all that stuff. But last year they requested bakeware because they were teaching the residents there how to bake and cook and stuff. So we got a lot last year. And then this year we're doing personal care items. And you guys wouldn't believe how much that we've collected. I mean, it's just amazing.
Wow.
And we're going to stop it. I was going to bring it over there this week, but we kept getting calls saying, please wait another couple days because we're going to make it down and donate more. And Target gift cards and cash, they've been donating too. So everybody's been so generous and it's the time to do it. So we're really happy to do this for them.
Well, while you go in there and donate, buy yourself a guitar, too. I see a bunch of great guitars on the wall, and that's a place to get a present. And for if you celebrate Christmas, look at those beautiful guitars back there. And then also donating. It's just a one-stop shop there. Donate and buy a guitar.
Great. Yeah. Also, happy Hanukkah. And that just started at sundown today. And get 8 gifts.
Yeah, that's right. Or the 12 days of Christmas, too. You got those, that going on when that starts.
Yeah, it's coming up. Yeah, stop by anytime. We're really huge with service and repair, and then we sell stuff too. And we're the biggest repair shop in Minnesota. We're at 595 Snelling Avenue North in St. Paul. And stop by anytime and pick up a guitar, get your hands busy, get your kids busy with something. Music is wonderful. It's wonderful to be a part of. I'm so sorry you were sick. My mom and my aunts and uncles up north all got it too. And it only lasted like, I don't know, 5 days. But one of the things is my mom's hands swelled up.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Yeah. So I only had 2 bad days, and then I was like 90% for 5 days. And then all of a sudden, I got what was called a rebound. And I don't have COVID anymore, but I have like cold symptoms to the max. I got a runny nose and a deep, sexy voice, and I'm tired.
I'm sure Wendy's just been loving taking care of her honey.
She has, and Wendy just had a birthday yesterday too. So
birthday to her.
She still hasn't gotten sick and hasn't gotten COVID, so we're really, really blessed for that. And
man, it's hard when both people are sick at the same time, and you know, because someone has to function, and that's so good that you're okay and that she didn't get sick too.
Right. Hey, let me change the subject. Have you been to the new Native theater presentation that just been going on?
Not yet. I had an opportunity to go tonight, but I wasn't able to go. But I hope to get there sometime soon because I really want to see everyone. And I'm a good friend of Thomas Draskovic, and I want to see him in action.
He's awesome. He is really funny. And my oldest daughter's in it too again this time. So we'll be going out there when I feel a little better. And it's ending, the 14th, isn't it, Haley?
The 17th of this month.
Yeah. So, and it's a holiday. It's a holiday play, and it's really funny. And Thomas does a great job again. He's hilarious. He's got a great part.
He's just hilarious anyway.
That's right. So let's talk real quick again. Where we can drop off what and who it's for. Just one more time, Angie.
So for Anda Young Center, they work so much with the teens and young adults, Native teens and young adults who don't have anywhere to go sometimes. And they they really help, and they have all sorts, a couple different programs there. And we happen to do the personal care items this time, because when they come there, they, you know, I'm sure they get a package of, because they probably go there with hardly anything, you know,
right.
so get them going with self-care items. And then I think sometimes they go out and give little packages to the unsheltered out there too. So we have stuff for that. Yeah.
So
we're in St. Paul. Just come by anytime and drop it off. I know there's some crazy couponers out there, so they can work their magic and come and drop some stuff off.
That's awesome. Nice. Well, truth be told, too, Angie, that our friend Bobby Wilson was, he stayed at Ende Young when he was a young teenager, and then also worked there, too. So him and Dallas Goldtooth, that's where they met, was working at Ende Young.
And it's just awesome. I mean, look at the opportunities that was presented to them and where they are. Not everybody can have that opportunity, they're just a great organization.
Go ahead, Haley. I'm sorry, I cut into what you were saying.
That's okay. Angie, what is the Vague Guitar Shop? What are your guys' store hours currently?
We're Monday through Thursday, 11 to 6, Friday, 11 to 5, and Saturday, 11 to 3.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, and bring some toiletries down there for Ende Young, and buy yourself a guitar, and or get yourself your guitar that maybe is bowed a little bit and needs some repair. Bring that down to Big Guitars.
Yeah, or if you're looking for something a little bit smaller, you guys sell strings, straps too. If you're looking for a new guitar strap, they have very beautifully designed ones too. I was very tempted to buy one.
Yeah, we have handmade ones too, and there's all sorts of little things, picks. I mean, if you have a musician in your life that you can't think of what to buy, then we have gift certificates too. And then, but we can always put together a little package for you. And we have great gift ideas here too. Musicians are hard to buy for because it's such a personal thing, but there's stuff, standard things that they do need, cables and picks and strings and tuners and.
Yeah, definitely.
Kits.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, Angie, thanks so much for stopping in and doing this great work and always giving back to the community. And I think it's important for me to see, I see you in the community. So it's easy for us here for Native Roots Radio to support you because you're everywhere and supporting Native causes and Native things that are happening in the community. And that's huge.
Yeah, it is just great. You know, this past weekend, I went to the Minnesota American Indian Chamber of Commerce dinner.
Yeah.
And it was just, man, just to be around so many Native professionals and business owners and just to be a part of the community and to network is just so uplifting. And it's so empowering for that. And I was just chosen. I just announced it. I was chosen for the new cohort number 13 for among 21 other people for the Native Governance Center's Native Nation Rebuilder Program. So I'm really excited. And my cousin Rita Walzak Arndt, she works at the Minnesota History Center.
Yes, we know Rita really well. Yeah.
So we're so excited to go through this 2-year program together.
That is. Let me get you some applause there. That's awesome. That's a big
congratulations, Angie.
Yeah. Sorry I didn't make the Chamber of Commerce this year. I was dealing with COVID, but it is always a great, for just those reasons, too, a great celebration. And I'm glad you made it. And thank you so much for stopping in. And have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Miigwech. Keep warm.
Right on. That's Angie Big of Big Guitars here in St. Paul. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier. No.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Biden.